Sa Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Shishi Radha Radhanath ki Sri Giri Govardhan ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Sankirtan Yajna ki Go Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Yes. Right. So what did he want me to do? He wanted me to read the last verses. Anyway, I'll read the last verses. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Devotees, yes, today is Rama Ekadasi. And it was on this day, on this very day in, I think, 1975. Let me just check. Okay, yeah. On this very day, in 1974, means 45 years ago, on this day, Srila Prabhupada completed Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu has ordered us to read from the concluding parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will do that. I'll read Prabhupada's concluding words. Then I'll read the last verses, I think, of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and just perhaps make a few comments on them. Yes. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shivati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Hari Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpataribhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha padidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Yes. Okay. So, yes, 45 years ago today, Srila Prabhupada completed Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will read the concluding, Srila Prabhupada's concluding words. And then a few of the last verses from the book. today, Sunday, November the 10th, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik, Chaitanya era 488, the 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Ekadasi, we have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj. My beloved eternal spiritual master, guide, and friend. Though according to material vision, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to be always present with me by His Vani, His words. There are two ways of association, by Vani and by Vapu. Vani means words, and Vapu means physical association. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not, but Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. The Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, the Bhagavad Gita continues. In this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, sometime in the year 1922. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridhar Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. He was sitting in a house at Ultadanga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Malik, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man, addicted to Gandhi's movement and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. Because at that time I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's, I submitted to His Divine Grace that unless our country were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. Of course, we had some argument on the subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee, and that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed my life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away at Jagannath Puri, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. In reply, he wrote me a letter dated 13th December 1936, ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. After he passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead sometime in 1944, and tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. Then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had completed about 1,100 pages, but somehow or other the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I had published Srimad Bhagavatam first canto in 3 volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. Since then, I've translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a summary, and many others. In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time and later life, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on this translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Pradyumna Das Adhikari, Sriman Nittai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadvaita Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures. I think that His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His Divine Grace. Certainly if His Divine Grace were physically present at this time, it would have been a great occasion for jubilation. But even though He is not physically present, I am confident that He is very much pleased by this work of translation. He was very fond of seeing many books published to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been formed to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is my wish that devotees of Lord Chaitanya all over the world enjoy this translation, and I'm glad to express my gratitude to the learned men in the Western countries who are so pleased with my work that they're ordering in advance all my books that will be published in the future. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples, who are determined to help me in this work, to continue their cooperation fully, so that philosophers, scholars, religionists, and people in general all over the world will benefit by reading our transcendental literatures, such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, dated November the 10th, 1974, at the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu, Bombay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.
Jai.
Yes, well, let's just read a few of the last verses of the actual book, and then we'll say a few words. Okay. Mukya Mukya Lila Arta Karilun Katana Anuvada Haite Smare Granta Vivarana. I have thus repeated the principal pastimes and their meaning, for by such repetition one can remember the descriptions in the book. Eka Eka Parichedera Kata Aneka Prakara Mukya Mukya Kahilun Kata Nayaya Vistara. In every chapter there are various topics, but I've repeated only those that are principal, not all of them. Not all of them could be described again. Sri Radha Sahasri Madana Mohana, Sri Radha Sahasri Govinda Charana, Sri Radha Sahasrila Sri Gopinatha Aitina Takura Haya Gaudiyara Natha. The Vrindavan deities of Madan Mohan with Srimati Radharani, Govinda with Srimati Radharani, and Gopinath with Srimati Radharani are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. I'll just read the translations. So that my desires may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of these personalities on my head. The following personalities: Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Srila Jiva Goswami. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and has therefore been described as Sri Guru. Translation: the mercy of their lotus feet is my spiritual master, and my words are my disciples, whom I have made dance in various ways. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. And because that mercy no longer makes them dance, my words now sit silently. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves. The mercy of the Guru made them dance as much as possible. And now, after dancing, they've taken rest. I now worship the lotus feet of all my readers. For by the mercy of their lotus feet, there is all good fortune. If one hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you have all drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. It invokes all good fortune and destroys everything inauspicious. If one tastes the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with faith and love, I become like a bumblebee, tasting the honey of transcendental love from his lotus feet. Since this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is now complete, having been written for the satisfaction of the most opulent deities, Madan Mohanji and Govindaji, let it be offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Dev. Realized devotees are like bumblebees, maddened by their own mellows at Krishna's lotus feet. The scent of those lotus feet perfumes the entire world. Who is the realized soul that could give them up? On Vrindavan in the year 1537, Shakabdi era, A.D. 1615, in the month of Jaishta, May-June, on Sunday, the fifth day of the waning moon, this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been completed. And as we read, on this day, Rama Ekadasi, 1974, 45 years ago, Srila Prabhupada completed his translation and commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, devotees, it's a very significant occasion, because it's such a significant literature, even more than just such a significant literature, it is, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Charitamrita is Srimad Bhagavatam being lived. Of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's so many narrations about different personalities and how they lived, and different events, different things that occurred in their lives, and the impact of those things on their lives. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is taking that whole idea, the whole subject matter, a step further. Not simply showing how Krishna consciousness is the best thing, and how, regardless of what situation a person may get into, it is always best to apply Krishna consciousness, rather than find some other particularly material type of solution to problems or answer to questions and way of dealing with different situations. First of all, Bhagavad Gita is bringing us to the point of understanding, yes, we should accept Krishna. We should accept Krishna consciousness, and we should become devotees of Krishna. That's what we should do with our lives. Then Srimad Bhagavatam is, it's presenting so many things, actually. But in certain respects, it's validating that decision. That, for example, even if one is from a very sinful background like Ajamil, and one is not capable of practicing Krishna consciousness very nicely, still one should do whatever one can, and great mercy will be there. Like in the story of Lord Nrisimhadeva Prahlad Maharaj, no matter how dangerous the situation you get into, should always take shelter of the Lord. And by the Lord's grace, one will be delivered Of course, Prahlad was also delivered physically, but even if one isn't delivered physically, because the material body is bound to die at some time or other, but spiritually one will certainly be delivered. No matter how devastating were the problems that one was facing. Or like in the story of Chitraketu in the sixth canto, how even if somehow by circumstances or the arrangement of the Lord or by whatever means, one means not actually engaged in sinful activity like a Jamil, but actually as a devotee, if somehow a devotee is placed in some severely disadvantaged situation, but still Krishna consciousness, if the devotee maintains Krishna consciousness, then everything will come through successfully by the Lord's mercy. And of course, overall, the story of Maharaj Parikshit and the establishment of Krishna as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting all these things, and many other things too. The process of creation, more detailed descriptions of the functionings of the modes of material nature, etc., etc., etc. We could just have a seminar for days on, you know, the composition of Srimad Bhagavatam. But then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find it's all just being lived. The ongoing story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and different of his associates, and how they lived in Krishna consciousness, and in so many details how they practiced and how they perfected Krishna consciousness, and then how, as perfected Krishna conscious persons, they lived. They lived and they preached. They spoke to people. They distributed the message. They demonstrated it in so many ways in their lives. Chaitanya Charitamrita is like Srimad Bhagavatam, has completely come to life and taken even further than Srimad Bhagavatam took the subject matter. So it's just really such an amazing literature. For example, another very important feature of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is not there so explicitly, it's definitely not there so explicitly in Srimad Bhagavatam, is how the devotees relate with each other. What are the relationships of the devotees? And, well, even what fate befalls a person if they associate wrongly, or particularly if they offend devotees. But there's so many wonderful examples of devotees interacting with each other, of devotees rendering devotional service, getting into different situations, kind of like slightly complex situations, but through their elevated pure Krishna consciousness, they are able to deal with those situations so nicely. Like the story, there's the story of Govinda, Govinda, who was the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya and would serve him prasadam every day. and then wait until the Lord had finished, and then until the Lord would take some rest after finishing prasadam, and would then massage Lord Chaitanya, massage his back while he was resting. But one time, and then when Lord Chaitanya would fall asleep transcendentally, after being massaged for a while after lunch prasadam, Govinda would go and take prasadam himself. But the one day, Lord Chaitanya fell asleep leaning against the little building that he was living in, and like leaning, his back leaning against the wall, and covering the door. So how is Govinda going to massage the back of Lord Chaitanya? He can't really reach across and massage. So he stepped over the body of Lord Chaitanya and into the doorway and massaged the Lord's back from inside the doorway. And of course, we know that in terms of standards of devotee conduct and etiquette, what's right and wrong for a devotee to do or not do, to step over the body of a devotee is not done. It's not done. You don't do that. But he did. Not only did he step over the body of a devotee, he stepped over the body of Lord Chaitanya. So, and then massaged his back until Lord Chaitanya fell asleep. And now, of course, he's meant to go and take prasadam. So what did he do? He stepped back over Lord Chaitanya. Is that right? No, he didn't. He just sat there.
That's in Gambira.
Gambira, that's right. Yes, where Lord Chaitanya was living. And then Lord Chaitanya just sort of napped just for a short time, some however many minutes. And then he woke up and then he saw there's Govinda still there. And he asked him, why didn't you go and take prasadam? And Govinda didn't say anything. He just sort of put his head down, and he thought that for your service I stepped over you. It was an offense, but it was for your service. So for your service I did it. But now to serve myself so I can eat, I'm not prepared to do that. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, that why didn't you go out the way you came in? And Govinda just didn't say anything. And Lord Chaitanya then said, I'll just go take prasadam. But there are different incidents and situations in which what is Krishna consciousness and what is the message of the Bhagavatam, they're just demonstrated very beautifully. You know, and like offenses, we mentioned there's the story of Ramachandra Puri. He was offensive. We won't go through the details of that, but he was offensive even to Lord Chaitanya. And so many others there in Jagannath Puri. And when he finally left Jagannath Puri, the devotees had a celebration. And it was not like a farewell party. You know, it's been so nice having your association. We wish you well in your new sphere of devotional service elsewhere. It was a celebration that, sure, we're glad you're gone. We don't want to become that sort of devotee that when we finally depart in one way or another, the devotees will think, glad that's over. So like this, Chaitanya Charitamrita is so transcendentally rich, amazingly transcendentally rich. Bhagavatam is also transcendentally rich, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is even richer. And therefore Srila Prabhupada made the point right at the end there of his concluding words that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his later days he would just relish hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was just his, he would enjoy it, relish, in his leisure time and later life, he would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. And he used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read it. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada, well, we're all foreigners in that sense. But fortunately, we haven't had to learn Bengali because Srila Prabhupada translated it for us. And you can always read Bengali also. Apni Bengali?
No, Purisha
Jagannath. Acha. Okay. Tikache. But you understand Bengali.
Yeah. Right and left hand.
Something similar. Okay. Yes. So, there's such a substantial literature, I mean, in terms of transcendental value and worth. It's also a very substantial literature in terms of volume. But Kali Yuga being what it is, some time ago, like 100-something years ago, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a young man, like 150 years ago or whatever, he became very attracted to Lord Chaitanya, and he wanted to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he was not able, even in Bengal, to find a copy. It's just practically incomprehensible. Eventually he did find, and then of course he relished and appreciated and propagated. But what Prabhupada has done in making this book available just wholesale on a vast scale and in so many languages of the world, in due course it will be available in practically all languages. It's already available in many, all the sort of main languages. It's available. The service that Srila Prabhupada has done in doing this, well, the value of it is also incomprehensible. It's just incredible. The gift that Srila Prabhupada has given the world in the form of his translation and just wonderful, wonderful purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, therefore, well, we all should read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Should I ask who has read it? Or should I just say that you must all read it? Anyway, if you haven't read it, then, you know, you should read it. Not should, you must. You'll simply be doing yourself a great favor. And I noted it's very amazing how in these last few verses, the author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is appreciating and glorifying the readers. I worship the lotus feet of all my readers. For by the mercy of their lotus feet, the lotus feet of the readers, there'll be all good fortune. If anyone hears Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. Prabhu, that's the water of your lotus feet. Anyway, watch out. Watch out. But at least in principle, he's expressing feelings like that. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. That's another incomprehensible thing. So yes, it invokes all good fortune and destroys everything inauspicious. And if anyone reads it with faith and love, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I become like a bumblebee, tasting the honey of transcendental love from the lotus feet of that devotee who reads it with faith and love. So, you know, I tell you what, next year on this day, we will check who has read it. Okay. It can be done. Yeah, it's a big book, but it's so nice that you won't want to put it down. And you won't put it down. You won't be able to put it down. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Any comments, questions, Maharaj? Prabhuji?
Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the way he had expressed, your holiness had given your expression, in which state of his consciousness that he is so humble and he's asking, that's really, Maharaj, it is so praiseworthy.
Yes, this
and
is a...
Follow his footsteps in that way to be
right.
Very humble.
It's a very important point.
Exactly.
It's one thing, you know, there are a few things in Chaitanya Charitamrita which are not really there, or at least not there as vividly as they are in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and like you were saying, the humility of his expression of the author and various others in different places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a very significant feature of the book, how there are many instances of great devotees with great qualification manifesting extreme humility, which isn't there as prominently in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is there, but it's not as prominent. It's really not as prominent. You know, for example, in the sixth canto, in the story of Vritrasura, well, it's part of the story of Chitraketu, when he's cursed and he has to take the body of a demon, Vritrasura, very ghastly demon, he prays to the Lord just before Indra kills him. He prays to the Lord, and they're also very humble prayers. They're very nice prayers. In a similar, in a, just the same type of mood, really. Maharaj Parikshit's prayers, when he meets Shukadev Goswami right at the end of the first canto, also very humble prayers. Prahlad, some of Prahlad's prayers, but not like in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And for us, you know, it's very important for us, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what can we say? He's such a great and qualified person that it's easy to say, no, 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 you're not like that, you shouldn't feel like that. But in our cases, it may often be appropriate. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I am lower than the worm and stool. Anyway, if anyone hears my name, they become sinful. And it's so easy to say, no, 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 please don't say anything like that. But in our cases, you know, anyway, we have a lot to be humble about. We have great opportunity for becoming humble. Great opportunity. Because we have so many defects and shortcomings which we deserve. Would you say deserve? But it, just to be honest, we would have to be very humble. Anything other than great humility couldn't really be like real honesty, you could say. Or if not real honesty, at least like not understanding clearly what we are and who we are. Because we are like that. Yes, so we can learn that, and we must learn that from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many different examples, and even particularly Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself. Surab Damodar Prabhu.
Hi Krishna Maharaj, thank you for reading the concluding words. Such a nice reminder. I was just thinking, Giriraj Maharaj tells the story of that day in Juhu.
Uh-huh.
That morning they went up to Prabhupada's quarters to join him, you know, to bring him down to go on morning walk at Juhu Beach. But when they went, the door was locked, which was unusual.
Oh.
So they knocked lightly, and the servant came out. I can't remember who was the servant of Prabhupada at that time. Maybe it's Shruti Kirti Prabhu. And Shruti Kirti Prabhu said that Prabhupada won't be going on the morning walk today because he stayed up much longer completing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that he wrote this beautiful section, concluding words and glorification of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he said that Prabhupada had said that it was a cause for great celebration and that there should be a feast to celebrate.
Are you suggesting something? What can we do? Okay, yes. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. I'll make a note of that.
Maybe next Rama Ekadasi, when Maharaj is going to ask everybody, how many reads he can have the feast?
How many?
After 1 year,
yes.
Then Maharaj is going to ask how many people read it. Then they can have
the feast. Then they can have the feast. Yes. Very appropriate.
I was also thinking Prabhupada's humility in his concluding words also shines out so wonderfully, how he's giving credit,
yes,
to Parampraja Srila Bhakti Siddhanta for empowering him. In one place he says, this is, you know, my insignificant self, this materially impossible work,
yes,
is undertaken. I mean, this also shows the depth of his humility.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sir Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for giving us this wonderful class. I have only two questions, Maharaj, to ask. One is, for us, how can one like read and understand Chaitanya Charitamrita? Do we have to maybe, because I feel like I'm not qualified to go through Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I feel like I'm in a lower stage. So I want to know, how can one like go through Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, okay, and understand it?
Yes. Well, that's a good point. The thing is that Prabhupada has given his order that we must read it. Yeah. Everyone, actually it's in the last few verses of the Madhya Leela, Prabhupada orders that all of my followers must read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad, well, all of my books, he says, but particularly Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Nectar of Devotion. So we must try, despite our shortcomings, we must try. And if or when we find parts which are difficult to really understand, then we must ask the senior devotees, and they will be able to help us. And in that way, something which otherwise would be beyond us, by mercy, by the mercy coming down, it'll become accessible to us. Yeah.
The next question.
Yeah.
I want to know, because now when I look at things, hearing from senior devotees about being in a sudra stage as I am now, I want to know, because you mentioned in this class that to be in Krishna consciousness, one must like take part in devotional service, taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to know is, to solve these problems that we facing, you said we must solve them in Krishna conscious way.
Yeah.
So I want to know, because I feel like it's impossible for me to say like solve problems in Krishna consciousness way, and it's hard for me to proceed in spiritual practices or serving devotees. So I want to know if one must reach, it's a must for us to reach the standards of being a Brahmana so that we can be able to solve problems in Krishna conscious way.
Okay, well it depends, you know, what sort of problems, because some problems should just be avoided. Some problems should be avoided. I mean, it's a little intricate subject, but some problems should be avoided, like, just as a very general, in a very general sense, political problems. So many countries, including South Africa, but South Africa's, you know, definitely not alone. So many countries have political problems. And as Prabhupada mentioned in his final concluding words, that he sort of describes himself in 1922 when he met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta as being a follower of Gandhi, and he says, I was a complete nationalist. That's what he says. So, in other words, he was thinking, you know, we must solve the political problems. Otherwise, how can we be Krishna conscious? But then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta convinced him that you don't. You know, there are certain, at least certain problems of life, worldly problems, which we shouldn't try to solve. But we should just rather focus on our Krishna consciousness. You know, there may be problems which arise in our Krishna consciousness. Like just another very simple example, our conditioned tendency to be attracted to material sense gratification. Just, you know, the most simple problem. So we should learn to solve that in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, if in the beginning stages or at any stage we find it difficult to solve those problems in problems within Krishna consciousness, then we should take help from the devotees. That's why we have spiritual masters, and that's why they're just there as senior devotees. We're living in a big family, and in the family, there are elders. And the elders can help us, and ultimately the spiritual master can help us. So like this, even problems which otherwise would actually be insurmountable, they can be overcome. And some other problems, like I mentioned, just the problems of this material world, we solve them, sort of, so to speak, by just avoiding them and focusing on our Krishna consciousness.
Thank you very
much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Gaur Premanande.
Sri Gaurdaya Bhakti Chaitanya Samaraj ki.